You know what I love to do in the summer?
It's time for you to make out with another married guy.
No, I love to eat homegrown produce, and the only place that I would ever get my fresh produce is from Tease Farms and Greenhouses. Sweet corn, tomatoes, and peaches are my go-to produce this time of year. Not only do they have the best selection of plants, flowers, and shrubs, they have the best homegrown produce picked fresh from their fields. Get your local Missouri honey at Tease Farms and leave the beekeeping to the pros.
Give us an audio.
That sort of screaming is what I'm hearing. And I can see bees, and they're all being stung.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
That's a night that the lights went out in Georgia.
Come on. I heard it on the way, and I thought, what a delightful song.
That Doug, you want to put in a song request?
I don't really have one right now. I don't know, maybe Mac the Knife. That was one of my all-time favorites. Bobby Darin's version of
Mac the Knife. We'll kind of go old school today, then.
Okay.
Plowhawk, can you get Mac the Knife for Doug? Put him in a good spot.
You know, let's call it
Doug. And I'm going to do Shotgun, a Motown classic. I'm going to go old school as well.
I'm calling it a Free Spin Friday.
Nice.
You name it, we play it.
Yeah, we'll just play music the next 2 hours. We have Rick Hummel at 8:30. It's a Tease Farms Captain's Log, and he's brought to you by Hot Shots.
I'd be in favor of more music, less us.
Well, let's get back to this Vicki Lawrence. You know, a lot of people say, well, she was the sidekick on the Carol Burnett show.
Yeah, that's
That's true.
Right. Yeah.
But she was a musical star in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fired on the first ring.
I hugged Vicki Lawrence once.
What?
Yeah, I got a hug.
You were in Florida at the time?
No, Walter Payton. No, she hosted the... here it comes.
Da-ba-da-ba-da.
Yeah, there it is.
No one sings it better except Rich Gould. Out of sight. Go ahead, snap, Doug.
No, I'm not snapping. Just listen.
With his teeth,
that's one of the all-time great songs, isn't it?
Start to spread.
Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath? Oh, there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body.
I can't keep my toes.
Wait, what happened?
Losing life.
Eek!
Nice.
Sneaking.
Ba 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 da ba da. Boy, when Rich Gould would sing this,
He owned the room.
Yes, he did, sir.
Yeah. Not quite as good as Bobby Darin, but good. Not quite as good as Bobby Darin.
Who was better, Bobby Darin or Vicki Lawrence? Wow, that's a toughie. I'm gonna go Bobby Darin. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that his name? He's one of the all-time greats.
He is great. He's on my music library on the iTunes.
I would hope so. Would hope so. Beyond the Sea is his other big hit.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Go ahead, give me a little bit of
somewhere
it.
Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there waiting for me.
Boy, Doug, I'm telling you, while you sing and I eat this Tease Farms watermelon, the only thing that could put me in a better spot would be a little daisy chain right in front of me.
How about a knife?
I really could.
Been to Bertarelli lately?
Work it in.
They could chop up your watermelon.
Absolutely. Our breaks are so damn short because everything's a live endorsement, and we have no time in between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour for me to enjoy my watermelon unless Doug wants to talk about Bertarelli Cutlery.
Okay. You could get a Wusthof knife or any of the other fabulous knives currently on sale at Bertarelli Cutlery, or take in one of your own knives that's not working for you right now and have it sharpened up. That's what they do at Bertarelli Cutlery. They sharpen knives from all over the area. Restaurants, kitchens, hotels, cafeteria, you name it. You bring your knives there. They sharpen them up, and they're like good as new.
Chop, chop,
cheeky. You don't have to buy them. Chop, chop, cheeky is exactly right. And we're talking quality product.
The juice is all over my chest from the watermelon.
Okay. Well,
let him do his read, all right? What Doug did, Doug took the football, and he reverse field, and he ad-libbed a little, and now he's bringing in for a touchdown, and you're going to interrupt him. Go ahead, Doug.
It's just all over my chest.
They also service all major brands of food prep equipment. So say you got something and that, frankly, it ain't working. You take it in to Bertarelli Cutlery. You take it into the store right down there on 1927 Marconi on the Hill. and they will fix it, make it good as – yes, questions you.
What say you have a delicious piece of fruit, say a watermelon. Would they have a knife that could help a guy like Tim make sure that he didn't get juice all over
his
face?
Yes, just about any of their knives, if properly sharpened, would handle that watermelon that he's trying to eat and getting sprayed all over his chest. So you go visit Bertarelli Cutlery right now. Not just sharpening knives, but sharpening lives.
Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week coming up at 9:30-ish, plus your emails, the email of the day, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. Doug, look what's going on in the appliance store. Phone. It's Kerry Kittles, former Villanova star.
Yeah. Played with the Nets, too.
Yeah, Kerry, good morning.
Hey, Tim. I got some questions about your 40th birthday.
Doug, that's September 27th. It's a month and a day away. So.
All right. What
you
got, Kitsy?
So, thanks, Doug. I've got a few questions. One, who will this be with? Do you have friends that you'll be participating this with, or will you be hiring? Or
I don't know. Friends.
I don't know what you're asking.
This thing is going to be open to the public.
What's this thing? What is it? I don't know what we're talking about. Is there some party I'm not aware of?
I'm sorry. Your lesbian.
Oh, the lesbian orgy. Right. I am. I'm soliciting applications.
Okay.
Know anybody, Kittles?
I don't. I'm just more curious about it. What about your wife? Is she okay with this?
She understands that I am actively soliciting. She is not supportive of my mission. She tolerates. That's what she's been doing for 8 years. 8 years of tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thanks, Tim.
Well, nice call, Kitsy.
What a thorough lemming.
We probably need to keep a list of the thorough lemmings, just so we know.
You said the Plowhawk's a thorough lemming.
Yes.
He's the leader of the thorough lemming community.
So now you say there's a suspension logule and now a thorough lemming list?
Yeah.
So this guy just wants to know about what's going on for my birthday.
Yeah, but who cares? Who cares unless you're a thorough lemming? I'm going to start a list right now.
The Thorough Lemming Suspension Log.
Yes.
There's a new sponsorship opportunity.
What is the day suspension? So I would say it starts with 4, right? It can't be just the regular run-of-the-mill suspension.
Faith, character, core values, and team first. Those would be the 4 pillars.
It's a nice drop. Kind of a non sequitur, but it can't ever go wrong with using that drop. And Tim, just wanted to know what you're up to for your birthday.
That drop, he said it with like, we put a lot of thought into this. Okay?
What was he hoping to get out of that?
Who, the caller?
Yeah.
I think he wanted an invite in case Tim was successful in his plan.
Anna Marie said, we got to do something for your birthday. And she goes, what about like having some people up to a bar and we just hang out? I go, I wouldn't want that though, and it's my birthday, so no. Thank you though. I appreciate it. You're wonderful. But no thank you.
I have a great idea.
Lesbian orgy. I've already been pitching it.
If you can't get that, you can't get clearance on that. Just an intimate group of friends. You all go to the melting pot. Your wife tells them ahead of time it's Tim's birthday. So once you think you're done with the fees, and they bring a little something extra over. I'm telling you, this is something that makes for a memorable birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You will remember that if you go to the melting pot. They should be a sponsor.
At the very least, you could just stand right outside of Billy G's. And people could drive by, briefly get out of the car, drop their hosannas at your feet, and drive on.
And gift you.
You just kind of stand there with your hands folded, waiting for the crowds to come.
I just really kind of want to sit in a suite at the Palazzo and watch some tribbing. Be real frank with you. It's all I need. Maybe go to Delmonico. I like that.
That happens at the Palazzo?
That's where I stay. Yeah, I don't want to have to go anywhere.
And it has to be just your room, the same room.
Well, it doesn't do any good if it's next door.
Yeah, but if you get the surf and turf.
I guess if I could hear it properly.
If you get the surf and turf at the melting pot with the cocoa van, you'll remember that for years to come.
You're making me think twice about this whole lesbian orgy thing.
I mean, you've never really seen one yet, have you?
Sometimes at like a stag bar, they'll kind of like act like it's going on, but you kind of get the sense it's only for the dollar bills being gunned at them.
I wouldn't think that that's the case at all.
Tim, if you need security detail / camera crew, you know I'm always available.
You're the guy, I'm sure, at no charge.
Yeah, but back to the melting pot. So you throw in the vegetables and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to have that, but then you're out of the shrimp and the lobster and the beef, and then you're like, I need some more, I'm going back in. So you know what you do? They give you a spoon, and you go in like sort of a search and rescue mission. And you're like, sure, I'm going to try some of this broccoli.
Yeah, that'd be a nice.
And you remember this
treat.
For years.
Doug, for my 40th, I went to dinner and couldn't wait to get back to the crib to watch Peaky Blinders. Manchild, 79. Sup, Manchild? Sup, Tim.
Well, now, what is that? What's Peaky Blinders?
Is that a Netflix show? I've heard great things. I haven't watched it, though.
I have no idea.
Tiki Barber.
Tiki Barber, number 21.
And his brother, Rondi.
That's correct.
Okay, it's about time we brought them into the show.
Guys, I can't wait until the Plow Athletic is able to fire drops next week. I'm looking forward to it, too.
I want me some glory hole.
Look at, he's firing now.
There ain't no John Wayne's anymore, big boys.
Come on straight, and I would go out with you.
Look at, you're getting a little taste.
I'm beyond honored that I've got a date with you coming up.
Look at the Plowhawk.
Go ahead and run a whole string of those until Gouldsy comes on.
Who's it? I thought it was Hummel. Yeah, it's Hummel.
Oh, lost again, huh?
Yeah.
It did. 10-6 your final.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, are we going to have more drops at the new place? Same?
Well, it's nothing. It's by no means against anybody here at 920. I totally understand the reasoning why the owner of the station, a very good man, and without him, we would never have the opportunity that we have at 590. And we're going to continue to have our business offices here at the same building. So, you know, everything's cool. For insurance reasons, he wanted to have his own board operators operating the board in case something would go awry, and then he'd be exposed from an insurance standpoint. Totally get it. Smart. That's why he's been so successful. But now that we will have our own board operators who are familiar with the show, i.e. the Plow A, we will be able to have a little more activity on the drop side.
And on the other side, they had all the drops. They had like 50 drops where you just hit the button. They were all queued up and ready to go.
Plow Athletic, have you seen the board out St. Chuck way?
He's eating now, Tim.
Oh, he got another watermelon?
Huge, huge fan. It's I ran the system when I first started in radio at 590, what is now known as the man, the woman. It is very user-friendly. You can put like 30 drops in a deck instead of like 10 I think we can do here. So a lot more opportunities. So I like it.
Sweet. That's good news.
I'm going back out there Monday just for a refresher course.
Are you?
I want to kind of do a dry run of five shows next week before.
Oh, gee.
What day is the first day at the new place?
Thursday.
Thursday. I will not be here.
Oh, they're right. It'll be a Chuckles Day.
I feel bad about that.
Where are you? Where are the Cardinals next Thursday? Are they going like Milwaukee or something?
Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh, I believe.
Another long road trip.
Yeah, they finish. Every second half road trip was like 9 or 10 games. It's crazy.
Major League Baseball's against them, man.
I probably ought to figure out where this place is before Thursday.
Well, you got a little time, Doug. You'll be fine.
I can give you the address and you put it in GPS. You'll be golden, Grams.
Okay. You can also just ask Siri to get you there.
Tim, can I join in the tribbing if I tuck my sack back? Thanks.
No.
Blumpkin Pumpkin.
Blumpkin Pumpkin has been suspended for that query. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name just now went into the Llewellyn's Pub. Handsome suspension log you.
Yo, man, child, that Peaky Blinders was straight fire. Thanks, Jose, from the Buggy Whip. Hey, Tim, I've already put 590 as my number one preset. Does that make me the number one lemming? That's from the Creevecore Cutie.
You're close.
No, it doesn't. No,
You're
it doesn't.
Close. I don't know that that was thorough lemonading, but it was lemonading.
Tim, I sent in an application for the We Are Live gig, but could you move it to the birthday orgy pile? Thanks. It's a Kaskaskia River Monster.
Hmm. Have you made any progress in your search for a producer for the...
Interviewing a couple more people right after the show today. Some great candidates, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, we've had some really good people come in. We really have, being serious right now. Then I'll get back to the lesbian orgy thing. But
and why aren't they at some other station?
Well, in the case of some, they are.
Oh.
They want to jump on the train. That's what...
All right.
I don't really feel like giving you a hot take on the Blues in the middle of August and doing 12-minute segments. I see what's going on. There's something happening here, Doug. Buffalo Springfield. Think about that.
Right. I want to digest there.
You have to tape it back if you're serious. It's from Milt Thompson.
We don't need that conversation, not here or anywhere. Tape it back. Knock it off at that.
Guys, will we get Rudy and Jackie drops from the St. Chuck locale?
Boy, I hope so.
I don't know. I don't know if we have them.
Yeah, what's his
We
name?
Have them, I mean, because we own all the content. Oh, my God, we do.
Hello, Jackie Jack. Boy,
Plowey's kind of giving us a small taste of what he plans on doing for you next Thursday, Doug.
I don't think we've heard from Jackie Jack in probably 2-3 years.
That's correct.
Boy, she loved Joe, and then she tried to use you to make Joe jealous.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was a great plan.
And then when that didn't work, yeah, then she just flat out accused Joe of having herpes to Charlie Tuna, which is kind of the standard play.
Joe Pelosi? Who's that?
Remember that one?
The guy from the Shane Company was filling in.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. The Shane Company.
They do not sound like Charlie Tuna, who will be part of the new lineup, right?
From 9 p.m. to 11 p.m.
I like Sam Bradford. He's kind of hot.
Okay, Jackie.
Look at the Plowey. Plowey, you might just get the game ball today.
Yeah, but then there was one that might have foreshadowed her eventual fate.
Right.
With the... no holes.
The lack of any holes.
I have no holes.
Yeah, right, you got to have an orifice or two. You don't have to have a lot of them, but you got to have a couple.
Yeah, I think the minimum's two, isn't it?
I would think. Yeah, at a minimum, or you'll blow up.
All right.
Well, probably three, because you got to be able
to breathe.
Can I
hear that
one more
time? I hope
she's
okay.
You can breathe through one of the holes, bro.
Can I hear that again?
I'll tell you, there's a scene with Keisha Gray where I feel like she might be breathing through another hole.
No.
Here's Jack.
No.
No, you're talking about a whale with a blowhole.
No.
You got to have a minimum of three. Three, or you just won't. Without the pie hole, I mean, you don't last but a minute or two.
I have no hole.
Okay. That's probably the last thing she said.
Tim, which app will you use? That's a good question, Pete Town Bulldog. The 590 The Fan app. That's what and Brendan Marks and Scott Gerken have been working on that all week.
It'll be a new
one. Last week, too.
Was there one already?
There already is a 590 The Fan app, but we have to customize it for the podcast. Because you know, Doug, if the Sea Monster and the Plowhawk don't have the segment that ends at 8 up by 8:05, mm-hmm, all hell breaks loose.
Oh.
Now, if someone was more interested in some of their past programming at 590, do you still have rights to that, say someone wanted to hear Dino?
I don't believe that would be... this company's ownership.
It's not in our jurisdiction, per
right,
se.
But now that I look back on it, I should have included it in the negotiation.
I would have thought your dad would have picked up on that when he bought this news station for you.
It was a miss. It was a miss.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call, Tim. I'll be praying your 40th goes well. Doug, that's from Kerry Kittles again.
I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. He's kind of come out of nowhere to become a solid Thurl Lemmy.
Anna Marie will be podcasting like the Dickens. And she goes, this 40th birthday lesbian thing, I really appreciate that. So that's where she is on that.
She said, I really appreciate it.
Like, hey, dumb F.
Sure.
Could you maybe pot it down,
stop
so to speak?
Stop with that. Because it's like, wait, I'm right here and I'm not good enough. You'd rather have girls that aren't interested in men.
Yeah, that is odd when you kind of lay it out like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts up with your crap.
Right. Yeah, Doug, you really laid it out nice like.
Yeah, bless her heart. Bless her.
That's why she always has a forlorn look when I pass her off.
Yeah. It could have gone differently for her.
Forlorn. Man, you guys are having big shows. Plowhawk's having a big show. Everybody's just kind of firing on all cylinders. And I'm having Tease Farms watermelon, so I feel good.
Yeah. And you feel better now after the watermelon.
It's delicious for the reals, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You always feel better, though, after a couple of lemon calls. Maybe we could solicit some lemon calls. What would you like to say to Tim? It's your opportunity to tell
gosh,
Tim how great he is.
And I can eat watermelon while lemmings call in and talk lesbianism. What else would I possibly want?
No. Just ask Tim about an aspect of his cool life.
And we'll try to act like we weren't forced into this segment.
Tim, do you need a water?
See, Plowsy, that's too much.
It does sound very subservient. The tone is subservient. The tone is gentlemanly. I would ask anybody if they need a water.
Yeah.
But the tone is somewhat subservient.
The fact that you had everything
like
you
I'm King
needed.
Joffy Joffer, James Earl Jones.
Well, the fact that he would wait by the door for you to come in so he could hand off a water to you.
Yeah.
Which he did for a couple of days until he realized it might impact his smoke break.
Smoking keeps that metabolism going. That's our advocating of smoking. Doug Ryan Kelly's the title sponsor of the show. Do you know anything about him whatsoever outside of he wants to scrap with Timberfake?
Well, that'll be an interesting fracas. I don't know that it's going to happen. Hopefully it will, and hopefully Ryan Kelly will continue to operate, I don't know, just the finest mortgage company in the land. That's all. I think we all are aware of that, painfully aware. If you're not, how about this little stat?
What do you got?
Ryan Kelly was named the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest by the Scotsman's Guide. He was also number 3 in the entire country for FHA volume, number 9 in the nation for most loans closed last year. And you don't get those kind of numbers unless you're doing something right. Unless you close a loan and someone says, wow, I got my mortgage with Ryan Kelly. It sure was easy. I sure got good rates. You sure saved me a lot of money. You don't get these kind of numbers unless you're doing it
good
correctly.
For you. Good for
so
you.
So stop going to the other guys and go to Ryan Kelly. He's doing mortgages more than anyone else around here. And the reason he's doing it is not just that rates are low, but because of customer service. If he knew anything at all about customer service, you'd be at Ryan Kelly and you'd probably be there right now. Yes, questions, Jim.
These low rates, if you have something, say, 9.
That's not a low rate. That's the worst rate I've heard of in about 15 years. You got to get in there, and you got to get in there now, and you can save. I'm not just talking about a little money over the life of the loan, maybe tens of thousands. So get in there and at least call him, and let me tell you the number. 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. And their website is thehomeloanexpert.com, the Home Loan Expert LLC.
Why do you have so much trouble with that number?
Well, I don't know. There's just something about 9700 that is hard for me to say.
It's like you're sitting on a feather.
Well, not so much.
Ryan Kelly and I are currently texting about the timber fake bout. He's as serious as it gets.
And when he gets serious about something, he goes in big time.
Yep.
Is he hitting a heavy bag?
He wants this thing to go down.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for Timberfake. He didn't see it coming.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Timberfake has heavy hands.
Yeah.
Don't forget about my boy Drake.
Okay. He also he wanted to go after the Barnhart Brawler.
He still wants the Brawler.
Backed out.
I think it's because the Brawler doesn't want anything to do with Timberfake.
Well, not in the squared circle, he doesn't. I know that much. I don't know of a lot of middleweights who would. Is that what they'd be, middleweights? About 100?
$150?
That's
maybe junior middleweights.
What's a heavyweight's weight?
I think it's anything over like 197 or something.
Yeah, not as heavy as you think it
would be. Back in the day, you know, heavyweight champs were 190, you know. And
Jack Dempsey, sir, the greatest of all time.
I don't think Joe Louis is much bigger than that either.
No, he was 190-something.
I lost 21 pounds by doing nothing.
Do we remember?
AC bear claws, two at a time.
Hello?
Hi.
How's it going, boys?
Hi, Kent.
Oh.
I'm on eBay right now, and I can't find a Tim McKernan Slew High baseball jersey anywhere. Tim, do you have any extra ones?
But it's a great question, Doug. Maybe we should create one of those. Wouldn't that be nice, even though I got cut?
McKernan baseball, yeah, that'd be excellent.
A Wood football team with your jersey on it and stuff, with your name on the back. I'm just trying to, like, you know, have a wardrobe kind of like you. I have that hat that you always wear with the Ben Bill.
Right, right.
I'm looking for some cute boy shorts that you wear.
Right, right.
The suspension T-shirt that you cut up, and, you know, it's kind of long. You have, like, a hole in the back for some reason.
Right.
And, Doug, I love you to tongue punch you.
Pot him down! Pot him down! Kent has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. And right now, I would like to thank Llewellyn's Pub for supplying the leather-bound suspension logule.
Because he was talking about Tim, and then all of a sudden he turned his attention to you.
I was almost going to include his name in the Thorough Lemmings list.
Yeah, it's a fastball coming. Nope, slider. Just got to adjust.
Get the Gritchick a lot.
And Doug got punched out.
Mm-hmm. Tim, do you have any tips on getting hard after you get married? Thanks. Timmy the Tickler. Now, we saw Timmy the Tickler's wife, and she strikes me as pretty attractive, and she was kind enough to rob and feed Larry Nickel last Thursday.
And didn't he say on this very program just yesterday that he was going to stop with all the vileness, that he felt bad, and he was going to donate towards people who have actually gone?
That was more of a medical question, though, wasn't it? I mean, that really wasn't anything vile. Well, that wasn't direct. He wants to engage in coitus with his wife, which is, of course, what God intended. Mm-hmm. And so he's asking for advice. I don't see anything vile about that.
All right. Okay, well, I'll stand down on this one particular instance.
Stick it in my bum.
Okay, now what was that about, Tim?
I don't have control of it. That's the Plow Athletic kind of giving you a taste of what to expect. Getting a game ball is what he's doing. Hey, it's time to talk Cardinal baseball. Rick Hummel about to join us, presented by Hot Shots.
This Cardinal Report is brought to you by Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Bring your Cardinals ticket stub to any of the 12 area Hot Shots locations the day after a home victory and get 25% off any menu item.
The big man will score!
Plus, if you swipe your Hot Shots MVP card, you'll be entered in their first pitch sweepstakes for a chance to throw out the first pitch at an upcoming Cardinals game.
And joining us right now, presented by Hot Shots, where we'll be doing another TMA Live on Thursday, September 22nd in St. Charles. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hall of Famer, Rick Hummel. Commissioner, good morning.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Very fine. You said it was a more important series for the Mets. They had to really win this thing to stay within shouting distance of the wild card. And they do take two of three from the Cardinals. If I would have picked the games they would have won, I probably wouldn't have picked the ones that they did. They lost the DeGrom start, but they win the other two with Nice going a third of an inning. And then Doug Lugo last night.
Seth.
Julio. Yeah, Seth, not Julio, goes out and kind of dominates the Cardinals before they got the bats going, but it was too late. Four home runs and a loss as Adam Wainwright doesn't pitch particularly well, continuing a rough month for him, but also that call in the fifth inning was odd, but in the explanation of the game story to this morning, Post-Dispatch story, I guess the logic was the ball left his hand, so he didn't have possession when it went in to the bag with Cespedes.
That's like any other base. That's like, let's say a guy had stolen second and he kicks the glove and the ball and the glove off the defender's hands there. He's safe. You know, you got to keep your tag on, and that's the rule. Now, a lot of other stuff happened. Garcia didn't have to make that, you know, bunkle on the play up the middle there. That was a bigger play than the play at third.
And Wainwright, after the game, said, you know, he felt like his stuff was pretty good. That, to me, what he's going through now and what he has been going through this month is much different than early on, where he was able to identify the fact that the Achilles and the area around it wasn't strong enough. He corrected that. He had a good stretch, and now he's in a bad stretch again, and it seems like he's out of answers because he's saying his stuff is pretty good and he's still getting hit around.
Yeah, he's not getting this. His curveball for his signature pitch to get a swing and miss or get outs on that a lot of times. They have a real problem. I mean, the defense kind of reared its ugly head again last night. It's been pretty good for a while, but they've only got one starting pitcher who's been real consistent here lately. That's not a good recipe for getting to the playoffs.
You know, to me, as I look at the starting pitching, because I think if you have starting pitching and a team that can hit a ton of home runs, you have a decent shot to put something together in the postseason. How seriously do you think that they're considering moving Reyes, who's, I get it, a weapon out of the bullpen, into the rotation?
Well, I think they're going to have to do that, especially if Weaver doesn't give them any more than four or five innings tonight. You make that move right there. The next time around, you go with Reyes. It's a nice luxury to have Reyes in the bullpen, but you'd feel better about it if he was pitching every fifth day, I think, and can get you, you know, 75 or 80 pitches rather than 25 or 30.
You can tell just how frustrated Wainwright is, even when he's not pitching particularly well. He can't get a break either. You talked about the Garcia error, and that led to the Diaz three-run homer that really broke their back. And even the pitch he hit out of the park wasn't a horrible pitch. It was very low inside. That's when it's really got to be tough on a pitcher to think that he made his pitch, and it still cost him three runs.
Yeah, Doug, but he's been around long enough to know you got to pitch around stuff that goes against you. You know, that you have to play a third of the misplay. Just got to make better pitches, and I'm sure he was mad at himself for striking out with the bases loaded, too.
Yeah. Do you see anything he's doing wrong, differently? He doesn't seem to know what's wrong at this point.
I do not. He gets the ball up to 91 or 92 once in a while, too, which is good velocity for him. But this is four starts of unacceptable quality for him. The one in Philadelphia was all right. The other three, not all right. But I think his health is good. I think his arm is all right. I guess his leg is all right, too. He doesn't ever complain about it. So you don't have five guys better than him, so he'll be out there next week and wherever they play, Cincinnati, I guess.
Broxton had a good outing. It's been a while since he had one of those. Do you think that will give him another shot to be in the mix in tighter ball games?
Well, if he could be that good, then you could afford to spring Reyes from the bullpen. You might have to take Reyes out of there anyway, but Broxton would be good coverage if he's going to throw like that. Now, they were way behind when he came in, though, so let's see that happen when it's a little more leverage going on. But I think Broxton can still help him, yeah.
Another big night for Brandon Moss. Did you see any of this coming? I know he's a better player than what we saw last year, but he might be the MVP of the team this year, or at least among them.
That's a good question. Well, he's hit 30 home runs before. So even last year he came over here from Cleveland and he hit only four. And he was saying then that after the hip surgery he'd had the year before, he just didn't have the same torque in his lower half as he got into a pitch. And now he seems to be very healthy and certainly worth re-signing for next year. That people were kind of curious as why John Mozeliak brought him back this year for $8.5 million after a disappointing couple months that he had, but now we can see why.
Yeah, and he had a ton of balls to the warning track last year, and he said, you know, as you mentioned, doesn't get the torque because his hip was still kind of getting past the surgery, and now we're seeing when he makes contact, he hits some monster home runs.
Oh, I know. He's certainly a legitimate. He's probably a fourth-place hitter rather than a third-place hitter. Either place, someplace in the middle of the lineup, third, fourth, fifth. And his defense has been all right. He's a keeper for next year and beyond because he's not going to come real cheap either.
I can't remember if we've asked you the question about the ball seemingly flying farther this year. We've seen home runs land in places that you never see them at Busch Stadium before. Last night, Carpenter in the first inning reached out and hit a ball that was caught over the center field wall. Just not things we've seen in the past. You have any reason why these things might be happening? You think the ball's a little harder this year than normal?
Well, our good friend and occasional mad scientist, Whitey Herzog, conducted some tests in his garage earlier this spring and gave me the results. He thinks the ball is wound tighter. He unwrapped all the balls that he had, a ball from this year and a ball from last year. And while the cork of the ball, the center of the ball may be the same, he thinks it's wound tighter, which is equivalent to hitting golf balls rather than the baseballs, I guess.
Lance Lynn threw three scoreless in his latest rehab. And threw close to 50 pitches. Someone told me that they saw that he was going over 90 miles an hour with his fastball. He told me he was like 85 to 90% going into that rehab start. And he also said he's not certain that he's going to pitch in terms of, you know, he figures he'll make some appearances with the Cardinals, but is he part of the plan going forward as they look to push and get into the playoffs? He's not sure. Do you think that that's just trying not to make too much of it at this point, or do you think that they are adopting a wait-and-see attitude with him?
Well, that's asking a lot to put him into the mix of the late-inning relievers, but there's no harm in putting him out in the bullpen. You can expand your rosters to 40 players by next Thursday, September 1st. We didn't think Wainwright was going to be in the leverage mix either last year, and suddenly he pitched three times the last week of the season and three games of the four they lasted in the playoffs, so I wouldn't rule it out. Be nice to have him out there just to even to pitch an inning or two if they just need to get a bridge to somebody else.
Do they have anybody there at AAA that's a possibility, a name that we haven't heard yet? I know they tried Mike Myers, and that didn't go so well.
To start? No, I don't know. Yeah. Dick McGuire has been probably their best starter other than, you know, Reyes, and then Weaver, just who was there briefly. You have Jerome Williams was a good starter at Memphis. You could start him if you wanted to. He actually got out of a tight jam there last night, first and third, and he got a double play ball on Cespedes, which is no easy task. So he could do that. But I think your starters are the five they have in Reyes.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're left with. But you think that's enough? Think that's enough to get to the finish line?
Well, except for Waka being hurt, they thought it was enough when the season started. But Garcia has been very good or not so good. Leak has been inconsistent, but I think that there might be some trending upward there. That might be the guy to keep your eye on, as maybe taking over as the number two or three guy here as we get closer to potential playoffs. But there's too many guys around 500. Wainwright's, 9-8, and Garcia's 10-9, and Leak is 9-9. Well, the team is 8 games over .500, but those guys collectively are only 2 over.
Rick Kummel, our guest here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. Podcast it like the Dickens on InsideSCL.com, iTunes, wherever you may podcast. He is brought to you by Hot Shots. Commish, I like these questions, even though they mean absolutely nothing, but I'm just curious where you are on it. Because before, it seemed like a foregone conclusion. Either the Dodgers or Giants would be meeting whichever of the four other teams, Cardinals, Pirates, Marlins, Mets, would get that second wild card spot. Now, the Giants in a free fall. Might not be one of the teams. So if I ask you here on August 26th who you think will be playing in the wild card game, and I realize this has zero value and it's strictly a prediction, but who would you pick?
Well, I'm going to say the Giants and the Cardinals.
Giants and the Cardinals.
Kershaw, if he gets back and pitches for the Dodgers have done a remarkable job of not only staying alive but surging into the lead in that division without Kershaw. Kazmir's out. They got two or three guys out. Anderson's out. They've scored a whole potload of runs except for last night when they almost got no hit by Mike Moore. But that's the team that's going to win the division. And the Giants and Cardinals, people got to keep in mind, the Cardinals have to play four games out in San Francisco next month. And that's not going to be easy. It might determine the answer to your question there.
Yeah, that's the one in the month of September that you kind of go, that could be rough. Now, there are six with the Cubs, but by the time the Cardinals play the Cubs the second time around, they will have clinched the division. So we'll see how Joe Maddon wants to handle things down the stretch with a beat-up club and pitching. Rick Hummel with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. He's brought to you by Hot Shots, and I believe we lost him right there at the end, but we were wrapping it up anyway. Rick Hummel brought to you by Hot Shots. The Hall of Famer with us here discussing Cardinal baseball, and the A's come to town. Doug, Coco Crisp will be back, and that'll bring back some fun memories, won't it?
Yeah. Sal Bando has had a good year for them, and Joe Rudy.
Claudell Washington.
Good left fielder has risen in the game right now. So I expect these A's. I expect these A's will be a snootful. You get to the bullpen and you're dealing with fingers. I don't know.
Catfish Hunter.
Oh gosh,
nice takes.
Can you guys name the starting lineups for the Oakland A's?
Well, you have Chris Davis. He hits a lot of home runs.
Yeah. Beyond that, we know anybody? Know anybody on that side?
Weiss.
Walt Weiss.
Davis.
I don't think he's with that team.
Did we mention Chris Davis?
Now we mentioned Chris Davis. That's Chris with a K, too. And he's got over 30 home runs this year.
And a lot of Ks also.
So I think, collectively, I think we know a lot about this club coming in.
It's the Cardinals and A's tonight. You don't see the A's in town all that often. I think there's only been one other time that they've been here, if memory serves.
They play in a ballpark where there are problems with raw sewage.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to the best of them, though.
So they're probably happy to get out on the road. Stop walking around in sewage.
Fecal matter shouldn't be something you'd have to deal with.
They fixed it, though, didn't they?
That depends. You like hot scat play, bro?
Yeah.
It's a question.
That's all it is.
Is that what they ask the players, or the free agents, if they'd like to sign with the A's?
David Klein of Hedonism has a question. You know, he works over at KMOX. They have 50,000 red hot watts.
Well, what's I like
he
that
doing,
guy.
What's he doing listening to this show?
I guess Charlie Brennan's in a break. Is that who's on now?
I don't know who's on now.
Hey, Tim, serious question. Do those late-night films on Cinemax get consideration at the AVNs? I watched a doozy last night called Channel Sex News. One of the stars looked like friend of the show, Caden Cross. Thanks. David Klein of Hedonism.
Huh. Well, there's a reasonable question for you, Tim. What do you say about that?
I don't believe so, just based on the two. How many AVNs have you been to? I've been to two.
I have not been. I took a real quick audiovisual seminar back in like the fifth grade to try to run the projector. That's as close as I got to the AVN award.
I don't believe David Klein of Hedonism that those are nominated. And that's kind of interesting, isn't it, that they're not?
Why wouldn't they?
I know. I wonder what's going on there.
Maybe.
Might be a fun piece for Sports Sunday to dig into.
I think that's right up your alley.
It is going to be slow with the Rams gone. You know, I'll pitch that.
Bring Pelosi back.
Let him hover above the set.
Oh, when we get some soccer, yeah. He was my favorite guest ever on Sports Sunday. He literally hovered. He crossed his legs like he would sit Indian style.
You know, Native American.
And he looked like I Dream of Jeannie hovering slightly above the set while he was spitting out hot soccer takes. It's a fabulous segment.
Tim, I did some light Facebook stalking and found Tony Timberfake's boyfriend, and he does indeed look like Beavis. It's a striking resemblance.
Why would someone go through the trouble of trying to find...
Because these people aren't employed. They've got nothing else to do.
Doug, more texts coming in. I'll tell you what, they're coming in fast, they're coming in furious. Hey, Tim, why does everybody always want memorabilia of yours? It's the strangest thing. By the way, what are you going to do with that rind from the watermelon that you were making love to? I was going to see if I could sell it on the fan bin.
No.
That's from Painter Guy.
What do you think a lemming would pay for the rind from a watermelon slice that Tim was eating? What would they pay for that?
10, 15 bucks?
Yeah, I think that's about right. $12.50 would I'd price it there.
You're going to have to open up a little marketplace segment on the fan page called Tim Stuff.
That's a great idea.
Where lemmings and thorough lemmings can buy things that you've used.
Who's in this thorough lemming club?
So far, it's just a plowboy and Kerry Kittle.
Over Villanova and Netstar.
Yeah.
Like when you do your laundry and inevitably you can't find one of the socks, you just take the extra sock, put it up for sale.
Doug, those shows on Cinemax piss me off. You can't see the man's shaft. Thank you, Timmy the Tickler.
He's suspended. Timmy the Tickler, it took me a while, but I'm going to say yes. That was suspension worthy and worthy of a little two-day suspension. And his name just now went into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension log Yule.
What's the special today?
Let me look on that.
Yeah, well, I wonder what it is on a fries bin. What do you think they do, fash on a fries bin?
It's not Lent, so probably not. Let's see. Tilapia po' boy.
Okay, so they do
fish, on a Friday. Yeah. Lightly breaded tilapia fillet, pan-seared until golden, fellas. Served on Italian roll with white cheddar, lettuce, diced tomatoes, red onions, and Creole mayo.
Doug, I want Tim to raise my child. What level of lemming am I? Thank you, Steve Wildwood.
That would be thorough. That would be thorough lemonading. Stephen Wildwood's going to have his name added to the list. Stephen Wildwood is now a thorough lemon.
He was up at Sedgwick's in Chicago with the Shy Baby and Hurlinger, the cat's guy.
I wouldn't have a problem with you raising a child, but you don't want to raise a kid in that environment, yeah. Tim, with the carports.
Right.
You know,
bad
that'll
neighborhood,
scar
right?
a kid. That'll scar
rough,
a kid.
Rough, rough, rough.
You're out there on your big wheel, and all of a sudden you run into a carport. Yep. You'll remember that one.
Mm-hmm. Had it been a regular garage, you would have seen the side of the wall.
Right.
But since it's just a carport, you might not have seen
the
pillar.
Imagine that little Billy run his big wheel, and then he sees a carport, and he runs in screaming, "Ew, poor people, poor people." Mm. You can't raise a kid that way.
Well, it'd be tough. It'd be tough. He'd grow up in a hurry, I'll tell you that much.
Doug, I mean, this weekend you have the St. Gabriel Golf Tournament. I hope the weather clears up, don't you, for the St. Gabriel Golf Tournament shotgun
start? I'm not in it. I don't care.
And then also there's a morning shotgun tomorrow and an afternoon shotgun, and then, of course, the big pony show at the St. Gabriel's Gym. That's where I'll be.
That'll be a pony. Wow. Wow.
All the guys will drive back from Farmington and tell the tales of their little golf tournament. Mm, good. We're back in the grade school gym. We can lie about the golf score we just had.
That's a serious charge, sir.
You don't think it'll go on?
Well, all of the significant others will be there, so it'll be time for fellowship and bonding.
All right. Boy, what a nice full day we'll have. We'll drive all the way down there to Farmington. We'll play our golf. We'll eat a hot dog or two, and then we'll drive back, and we'll spend it in the grade school gymnasium. Sounds like what you would have done in about 1950.
And it's not even going to be a fundraiser. It's just going to be, 400 people surrounding Tim telling him how great he is.
Can I buy that shirt you're wearing? It's just really going too far now.
But my point was is that it's obviously a huge weekend this weekend. Next weekend is Labor Day weekend, the working man's holiday. You go down to the lake and you celebrate. And then the following weekend, Lou Fest. And InsideSTL.com is partnering with Lou Fest to provide an exclusive experience for our listeners. It's presented by the independent tire dealers at ITDRoll.com. Get your tickets. Chris Stapleton, LCD Sound System, Ms. Lauren Hill, Band of Horses, and many, many others. Dedicated bathrooms, a lounge area with outdoor TV, streaming the live show and sporting events, private cash bar, yard games, and, of course, we'll be hanging out there as well. The Inside STL experience at Lou Fest is made possible by the independent tire dealers. Your hometown tire team at ITDRoll.com. Over 50 locations in the St. Louis area and over 20 brands to choose from, featuring Kumho Tires. Also sponsored by RF Me, FYE, and Amagetti's on the Hill. It's Lou Fest. So when you think about that, this social calendar the next few weekends, a little booked up. We got things doing, we have them doing.
Well, I'm just sorry that lady journalism is at the front of the line for me. That's what controls my social life.
Why don't you tag along with me on this road trip? I'll just zip you up in my suitcase, and then you can do journalism free of charge.
Yeah, Milwaukee and Pittsburgh, it's a good one to hit.
Huh?
Yeah. I've never been to Milwaukee.
You ever been zipped up in a suitcase and thrown on a charter flight?
No.
Well, I think it's time to experience that.
Isn't that illegal to go as a stowaway?
Yeah, still stay in the haunted hotel?
Yeah.
Ooh, you scared?
It's not really haunted.
I thought Brendan Ryan said it was.
I know, and then he said he lied. There's stories of it being haunted, and then someone asked Brendan about it, and he said, oh, yeah, the light was going on and off, and he was kidding around, and, of course, the writer for the Milwaukee paper wrote about it.
But it didn't happen.
I've never seen it.
Haunted before that.
Yes, and there's stories
from the
past.
Perhaps it's not a poltergeist. It's just a friendly ghost. It's a Casper situation.
I don't know, but I've been there many times. I'd like to see a little something happen, maybe.
Would you?
Like in The Shining, when the hallway in the hotel was flooded with blood.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see a little something
Red
like
room.
That.
You want to see the hallway flooded with blood?
Not on my floor, but maybe another floor.
How old is this hotel?
Yes, it's old. See what I did there? I didn't know, so I just said, yes, it's old, like I had information to bring to the table.
Why would a place have to be old to be haunted? Couldn't you have a new house and have it be haunted? I mean, no matter where you build a new house, people would have been there at some time before.
What do you think, I'm the conduit to the spirit world? Just because I said Brendan Ryan once made up that he had a haunting experience?
I thought you were plugged into the occult sciences.
Doug, somebody just sent in how far they hit their six iron with actually a spreadsheet to show me their club head speed.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that?
How far is he hitting a six iron? I'll say he's hitting a six iron about about 165.
207.7.
Oh, sure you are. Sure you are. That was Jordan Spieth who just wrote in?
It just says 314.
Yeah. He's hitting a six iron over 200 yards.
That's right.
And they just send that in so they can talk golf with Tim.
Yeah. I guess.
Hey, Tim, I'm a pretty good player, too. Check out my spreadsheet.
Does that mean you do just because you write it into Tim?
Yeah.
Hey, look how far I hit my six iron.
That's all you got to do.
Well, I had no idea. That was quite a surprise over the last few weeks about how sensitive some people are to how far a gentleman they don't know hits a golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
The listeners don't know this, but we're taking photos today, correct?
Yeah, we are. Glenn will be here in 8 minutes.
Glenn Beck.
No. I'm a big Blaze guy, don't get me wrong. But this is Glenn Riegelman. He's one of our lensmen.
Oh, Riegsy.
Yep.
Yeah.
J-H-E?
I hope they ask him about that.
I don't allow my image to be recorded.
No, by Gentiles.
Yeah,
can we wear hats?
Yeah, that's fine, man. I don't care.
I have really bad hat hair, so just making sure.
Well, he's going to get some pictures of us in the studio proper and then headshots. You know, Doug, we have this new station debuting next Thursday.
Yeah.
And so some of the people don't have headshots. We want them updated. I think the only person who won't be here, is this right, the Seamaster, Ben Fredrickson? He's in the Hamptons, right? Good for him.
So
good.
Is this 590 man, woman, or are we just
androgyny?
Is that?
Still in talks. Well, it's definitely androgynous, but it's whether it's the fan or the man.
590 LGBT.
Ooh, woo.
You know, you want to be inclusive.
I was talking to that Derek Gould. He is very excited to launch that new show.
He is.
Yeah.
They're probably waiting on Ben Fred to get back in town before they start it. Yeah, I'll be interested to listen.
Who drives Hoxie around when Ben Fred's out of town?
I'm not sure, frankly. I am not sure. Now, what do we have to do on these pictures?
You sit there and you look.
Glenn's going to be in the studio. He's taking pictures, baby. That's all. But there'll be headshots done. I don't know where they're setting it up.
And what are those going to be used for?
For the website and marketing materials.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. So I can
sakes.
Pay your effing salary.
For heaven's sake.
What, are you complaining?
God
well,
bless
I don't,
America.
I don't, I don't take a good picture.
Don't you
oh, you're as photogenic as the day is long.
I don't take a good picture.
Don't you understand? You take a picture, Tim makes money.
You take a picture.
You take a picture, Tim makes money.
I want pictures now, Daddy.
Tim. I want a picture now, Daddy.
All right.
Tim eats a watermelon. Tim makes money.
Yep. Guys, hit a drive 325 yards last evening at Spirit. Thanks, Roy Munson's rubber band.
Okay.
Boy, we have some long hitters in this
That's
audience.
A Spirit drive.
He measured it. He got out there and he measured it. He walked it off.
Iggy just texted in to see if he could wear his hedonism pool shirt.
I would hope nothing less.
Are we wearing like a blazer with this?
No, for whatever the you want to wear. Whatever you want to wear.
I try to look professional because I'm not. So
I actually have my suit because I'm like, I probably ought to have that. But it's a whole thing. I really don't wear a suit often. You used to wear it every day at KMOV. You have to wear it. God, man.
Yeah, and after Labor Day, it's back to all suits.
Ah.
Tim, I'm just a foot soldier. And you know, with each pregame show, postgame show, it doesn't matter. In-game hits, I don't look at it as a show or a hit. I look at it as an opportunity. Just an opportunity to be the best that I can be.
Okay.
Jordan Spieth isn't considered a long hitter, Doug. And then it's a vulgar name for a woman's body part that starts with a T and ends with a T.
I'm sure the top player in the world couldn't hit his six iron as far as you do. I'm sure that's the case.
I don't know where the name calling comes from.
Yeah, it was angry.
Yeah. Spieth can barely get to the greens in regulation. He just doesn't hit the ball very far, that's all.
Guys, I'd like to use Tim's headshot in the bathroom. That's from David Klein of Hedonism, and he is just going rogue today from the Mighty Mox.
Mm-hmm. Now, I had to block him for a while on Twitter.
Is he unblocked?
There's, I believe he is.
How come you unblocked him, but you didn't unblock me? I don't really care, but just for the point of it, you unblock David Klein of Eden, who I love.
He was begging one day. I saw him with his wife, and they were about to have their twin boys.
And so he used that opportunity with his wife to beg for you to unblock
him? That's right. Yeah. It was in up there in Ballpark Village. I feel sorry for you.
You know, because to be honest with you, if I'm with my wife and kid and I see you out, I'm not going to be thinking about your Twitter account. You know what I might do? I might reach out and just, like, flick your ear. Just flick it.
See, this is why you're blocked.
I might flick it.
The mean-spirited nature of yourself. I don't like blocking people. Oh, gosh, no.
You don't mind
it, though.
But
sometimes you have to.
Especially I agree with that, but I don't think I've ever been vile on Twitter.
You were mean-spirited.
I don't think I was mean-spirited.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Why else would I
block at my Twitter feed. It's littered with happy birthday wishes and pictures of food.
All right. Okay, well, no, David Klein is back in the good graces. And he can just tweet away.
What's his title over there, Timmy?
Hedonism?
Is he a producer?
They still call him David Klein of Hedonism.
It says it on his office door. David Klein of Hedonism.
Of Hedonism. That's where he's from. That's where he grew up. He's probably never been within 500 miles of Hedonism.
Because, you know, we could take him away from that that corporate lifestyle. Bring him over to our place where a man can wear a kilt if he wants
to. He did have a brief stint at 101 ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, what, a day and a half.
And then he went back to KMOX.
Right up there in the big leagues.
Now we're down here toiling in Johnson City.
Yeah, trying desperately to get out. Whoops, can't do it.
And it's funny because David Klein worked with us and we loved him and he always looked down on us and thought to himself, one day I'll be well ahead of these gentlemen. And he is.
Yeah, sure he is. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Guys, don't announce the time you're taking these pictures today because Buck Swope will show up in a green jacket with a camera. Man. Thanks, the Blumpkin Pumpkin.
How come I'm not taking the pictures? I'm the shutter spook.
Swope wants to do a show on the weekends at the new station.
Yes, I know. We heard about that.
And he wants it to be 1 hour where he just plays drops and mashups of our show.
Don't say mashups.
The name of the show would be Buck Wild.
So are you going to let him do this?
Anybody with a check can have a show on a weekend.
Oh, so he's in.
If he has a check, yes.
What if he has no check?
He does not have a show.
What if you're a charity?
Oh, like giving?
Giving back to, we call it the giving back to the community hour, where we haven't got anything, and we're praying that somebody comes in and does a decent radio show for nothing.
Oh. And we pretend like we've discussed it in length, and I just made it up right now, so I'm going to mumble and stumble through it.
Mm-hmm. So Swope will be on the air.
I don't know. He asked about it. He's asked a few times. He has great ideas. He also, in one of his most recent emails, addressed why he sends me long emails, even though he knows I will respond with thank you for the email. I read it. I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And you wondered aloud why he does that. And he said, to answer Doug's question, I feel like I will say smarter things if I think someone's listening.
Well, they're not. You send a long email, most of the time people aren't going to read the entire thing.
I do read them, though.
But you don't have to listen to the email. You read the email.
When someone says thank you in an email, T.Y., like Cool Moe,
that's somebody who is pressed for
that
time.
That should be a clue that they don't want to be burdened with a long email.
But sometimes I'm not busy and I just type T.Y. Is that offensive? Is that bad?
Kind of, yeah.
Is it really? Is it honestly?
Or Y.W.
Our last interaction on email went like this. I put raise question mark, and then he put H.M., which I knew was how much question mark.
All right.
And I said 50,000 question mark, and he put 70. And then I said T.Y.
Mm. And then he said...
It was supposed to be private, but it's accurate.
He put said SMH right at the end.
No, he said N.P., no problem. I know it. I know what that means. All right. Thank you for that, Tim, by the way.
Supposed to be private, but I understand.
You just got a $70,000 raise.
You should try email him. Raise? Question mark.
Yep. Let me take it from there, sir.
Question. Okay. And then you put in a huge number, and he'll come back with an even bigger one.
Okay.
Done.
Because he's a Gentile.
Correct.
Doesn't know how to run a
business. Doesn't understand the business world.
Doesn't handle negotiation.
Because of his religious background.
That's correct. Doug, coming up, we have the Bert Early Cutlery Cuts of the Week and our emails today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.